why I do these things to myself is no longer a mystery to me. It is also not a mystery because I do see what is required or necessary energy, elevating divinity. I recognize what is needed to support and sustain the change that I envision. And I also recognize that need comes from another and or other spirit energy that is like me, that is not just like me, yet that also desires to live what I see. I need you. I need other people. I can't do this by myself. I need somebody else. Send me a guardian angel. And my sister in Timara functions as a guardian angel for certainly for me, Mama Earth, and therefore if she does so for me, she does so for the we. And in her capacity as a guardian angel, I have this opportunity to share me personally with thee, you who are listening, and get an opportunity to hear and see more about me, Mama Earth, Abana, sister in Abana, Africa, a free spirit, Africa. Africa is created as a neologism in this cultural revolution and this program that is designed to support a cultural and thereby spiritual revolution for the African to descendant so that you can become a free ka. A free ka. A free ka. So it's given me the opportunity to tell my story as she has presented herself as a listening ear. My story of myself and my life will emerge as I share with you my world and my reality as a woman of African descent, as a sister of African descent, as a scholar of African descent, as a skeptic of African descent, skeptical about the societal systems, sincerity in what they say based on what they do. I do not believe that America is any longer a great quote nation, and it is certainly not a safe place for me to be as a woman of African descent. Now, that creates a problem and a paradox, sort of. I don't know if it's a paradox yet. Because there, this, what we know to be or America and its culture, because it is a culture, it's a something that was grown and it was spread. And it was grown and created, designed to be self-replicating, like any other virus, like any other culture that they grow, or that is can be grown, they can be grown, given the right environment. And so this American culture, in terms of its level of relative safety, physical, emotional, and thereby behavioral safety for me, is a problem on a global scale, in that the American culture is a culture that has been spread across the globe, such that the world, the place here on this planet, becomes an unsafe place for the creatress of it. How could that be?